is GPB Macon. I'm Leah Fleming. Good morning. Design, Wine, and Dine is back in Macon along with Fireworks and Tinsley Ellis. It's time to talk about all of the fun things that you can get out and do in Middle Georgia. And with some ideas, we have Jackie K. Cooper, a film critic with the Huffington Post, and local harpist Betsy Fitzgerald. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome back. All right. So, Betsy, we are going to kick it off with you with, this is something we have to do.
Oh, yes. Well, we have 7 days of Design, Wine, and Dine. Now, this is an event. It is the event, frankly, presented by Historic Macon Foundation. This is the third year, I believe, of the program happening. And they combine three of my favorite things. Making my house and garden gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Wine. And eating.
So what else? We talked about wine a few weeks ago, so it's still in vogue.
It's still here. But for 7 days, they have a variety of events that stem from their design house, which is a house that they have gone and basically flipped. And they have wonderful, amazing designers, from very seasoned ones to up-and-coming, work on that house in different rooms. And, of course, they are trying to sell the house. But also, they have these events, and they are all over town, and they have different price ranges, Jackie. You know, we're always talking about finding things that are accessible for everyone. And so no matter what your budget is, they do have something. And of course, this is a fundraiser, so there'll be some that are a little more hefty and some not. Mm-hmm. But there's one event in particular that I'm really excited about, which is the College Street Crawl. And no, this is not us going up and down the street, having a drink at everyone's house.
And crawling.
But it actually is a progressive dinner. It's a four-course dinner.
I always love those.
I know. It's going to start at the Design House and then go to three of the most beautiful historic homes on College Street here in Macon. It is going to be on the 30th, and it's from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's only $35. I'm really excited about this event because, you know, you get to go inside and out of these historic homes, and if you don't know these folks, it's kind of awkward to go and knock on their doors and say, hey, can I see your crown molding? And or what kind of curtains do you have on the inside? But it's just, don't make fun of me. I love to get inspired.
I think that's wonderful.
Now, Jackie, you have something fun for us.
You can stay on your diet and go to the horse show down in Perry, you know. Just go down there and starve yourself and enjoy the horses. Everybody talks about these horse shows that come to the Ag Center, you know, in Perry. And this event is by the Horsemen's Quarter Horse Association. Oh. It's on, you know, June 24th through 26th. It's at the Sutherland Arena. Mm-hmm. And the Friday show starts at 5, and the Saturday and Sunday shows start at 8. And best of all, the admission is free. So you go out there and watch these gorgeous animals go through their paces, you know, and they're being evaluated, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a chance to see a very popular activity.
Now, Jackie, I know you like some good music,
yes,
especially when it's a blend that, you know, if you hear a little jazz, a little folk, maybe even a little classical in there. I've got something for you.
Good.
The Annie Moses Band is coming here. I know, Leah, you're excited because they've been on PBS, like, mm-hmm, nationally, mm-hmm, for years, and they're amazing. It's this amazing family of musicians, and I think actually I have a note here that they have been aired 1,200-plus hours on PBS and have just had a recent debut at Carnegie Hall and the Grand Ole Opry. Which is amazing.
They fill all venues.
Yes, they're just amazing. But they're going to be on the Vimal United Methodist Concert Series, Music and the Arts, and it's on June 26th. Now, this is the big anniversary year for the concert series, and so this was a very big program that they are bringing in. Not that the other programs weren't big and wonderful already, but because of the stature of this group and their very important, you know, like they're just so popular, tickets are going to be $10. Now, normally they don't charge for this program, but I have a star on my notes here because so many people are used to this program being free. This is good music, and it's 4 o'clock Sunday, June 26th, and again, $10, but this is one of those concerts that, you know, I'm going to be there. Isabel's going to be there because this is good stuff for her to be exposed to. And
Get ready, Isabel. You're going. Annie Moses Band.
That's right. Well, you know, you can't start too young, right, to get them exposed.
I can top you again because I have another free event.
You do? Oh, come on, Jackie. Where are we going now?
Back to Perry.
Oh, okay. It's funny,
back
Perry.
Back to Perry. Going home. But I like this because this is a fireworks display that's going to be held on June 26th, you know, ahead of the 4th of July. Oh. This is our Independence Day celebration. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out at the Ag Center in the West parking lot. Mm-hmm. Admission is free. Mm-hmm. The fireworks will go off at 9:30 at night. They're going to have vendors out there, you know, sell you some food. But there's going to be an actual parade at 6 o'clock.
Oh, fun.
Going from Washington Street in downtown Perry, and it's going to have local heroes and, you know, celebrating, mm-hmm. you know, the military and all that. And then you get to have this glorious fireworks display at 9:30.
All right. Well, we will post the ideas on our website, gpbnews.org, and you all will be back soon.
Yes.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Leah.
You. Bye.